Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, June 14th, 2013, and this is Alan Ward, Denver Council 9 volunteer, reporting. The company today announced that they will be offering a 5-month special leave of absence for the scheduled months of September 2013 through January 2014, as provided under Section 23B of our contract. Bidding for this special leave opened today, Friday, June 14th, 2013, and will close on July 17th, 2013 at 8 a.m. Central Time. Flight attendants can submit their request using the Unimatic command LOAREQ. When completing the DIS page, enter the schedule month dates of August 31st, 2013, which is 831-13, through January 30th, 2014, which is 01-30-14. Should you choose to bid for this special leave, it is important to carefully review the company's special leave of absence information, particularly as it pertains to insurance, past travel, vacation, and sick leave accrual. Special leave status will affect each of these benefits and could also affect seniority accrual if on special leave status for more than 180 days in any 12-month period as outlined in Section 23B of the contract. Please note, flight attendants awarded special leaves totaling 180 days or more within a 12-month period will not accrue seniority for each of the days in excess of 180 days on special leave status. These individuals will also be away from the workplace during the contractual vacation bidding timeline, which, based on the language in Section 18E, opens on October 29th at 0830 local domicile time. Finally, current vacation accrual is measured from September of 1 year through August of the subsequent year. These special leaves of absence will impact or reduce vacation accrued in 2014 for use in 2015. In other words, those individuals who take this 5-month special leave will experience a reduction in their 2014 vacation accrual of 5/12 of the amount of the vacation to which contractually entitled to by their company's seniority. We ask flight attendants wishing to take this special leave opportunity to make an informed choice and consider the benefits and consequences of this and all special leaves. Flight attendants can download a copy of United's Leave of Absence Package by going to Flying Together, My Department, Skynet, Flight Attendant Support Team, Leave of Absence Information. On June 9th through June 12th, 2013, our flying partners from Boston, Washington, D.C., Frankfurt, Houston, Heathrow, Los Angeles, Seattle, and San Francisco successfully completed scheduling training conducted by the MEC Central Schedule Committee. Training focused on line building and its history, with an education on the sections of our contract that relate to the line building and scheduling. We appreciate and congratulate all participants in this for their continued advocacy for flight attendants. As a reminder, during normal door operations, with the exception of cracking the B737 entry door, flight attendants should not open any aircraft doors. Please review door procedures for departures and arrival and the standard operating SOP of our Flight Attendants Operations Manual, the FAOM. If you are requested to help assisting opening the aircraft door, please direct that person to the station management and file a NOSAP. Turbulence is an occupational hazard that we all take very seriously. Summer is a good time to remember that every day we fly, when it comes to cabin safety, place yourself and your flying partners first. It is only through these efforts that we are able to fulfill our duties as safety professionals for the passengers in our care. To minimize journeys caused in turbulence or CHOP, stow all but necessary service components when the service is over, especially carts, full coffee pots, and glass bottles. It may not always be possible to receive warning of turbulence or to return to your jump seat when turbulence hits. Our FAOM covers the precautions we can take against turbulence injuries, starting with pre-departure crew briefings through the actions we should take during turbulence. Further, our FAOM states that when we confront moderate CHOP to severe turbulence, in order to protect ourselves, we must discontinue the service, set the cart brakes, and leave the cart in its present location and sit in the nearest available seat or on the floor if necessary. Turbulence may persist for an extended period of time. Until notified by the pilots that it's safe to move about the cabin, flight attendants should remain seated with their seatbelt and shoulder harnesses if you're at your jump seat fastened at all times. Immediately advise the cockpit if cabin and galley are not secured for landing. Bottom line, protect yourself. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.